This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Malaysia's Prime Minister says it's his government's belief the debris discovered on Reunion Island in the Western Indian Ocean is very likely from a Boeing 777. But at the same time, Najib Razak says they still need to verify whether it is from flight MH370. The debris is going to be moved by French authorities, which control Reunion Island east of Madagascar, to France for further investigation. A Malaysian team is on its way to Toulouse. Meantime, a closed suitcase has also reportedly turned up on Reunion. MH370 disappeared shortly after taking off on a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing on March 8th of last year. A total of 239 people were on board, two-thirds of whom are Chinese nationals. An anti-terror drill has taken place at the main airport in Xinjiang's capital, Urumqi, on Thursday. Around 200 people took part in the anti-terror drill. The Urumqi airport is a key hub in western China. It connects with flights to Central and Western Asia, as well as Europe. Authorities in Xinjiang say they've been able to dismantle over 180 terror groups over the past year. A major campaign was launched following a bombing at a market in Urumqi, which left 39 people dead last May. The Chinese government has confirmed the 155 Chinese nationals released as part of a mass amnesty in Myanmar are going to be sent back to China this Friday. The group is among some 7,000 prisoners released by the Myanmar government under the amnesty. Chinese nationals were handed lengthy prison terms just over a week ago. Many were given 20-year prison sentences under a decades-old law in Myanmar connected to the destruction of public property. Stiff sentences for the Chinese loggers, prompting official complaints from the Chinese government. China's Central Bank has given approval for 93 additional banks in China, including three foreign lenders, to issue large denomination certificates of deposit. This brings the number of banks allowed to issue certificates in China to 102. Nine banks, including the Big Four state-owned lenders, began issuing the first batch of certificates of deposit in mid-June. The certificates of deposit are tradable deposit agreements that allow lenders to bypass interest rate controls. Restrictions on lending rates here in China have been largely eliminated. However, deposit rates still capped at 1.5 times the benchmark. The second round of Afghan peace talks are being postponed in the wake of reports of the death of Taliban leader Mullah Omar. The postponement has been requested by the Taliban leadership, citing the uncertainty caused by Omar's death as the reasons. Afghanistan's main intelligence agency says it's been able to confirm the Taliban leader died in hospital in Karachi, Pakistan, some 2 years ago. Afghan Taliban has yet to comment on the Afghan government's confirmation. The body of the man put to death for his role in the 1993 Mumbai bombings on Thursday has now been returned to his family. Yakub Maman was hanged on Thursday morning in a high-security prison in western India. He was put to death after Indian authorities rejected an overnight plea to delay his execution. The 53-year-old had spent the past 20 years in prison after being sentenced to death for coordinating the money used to finance the bombings across Mumbai, which left 257 people dead and over 700 others injured. Maman among 11 people convicted for the attacks, which are thought to have been retribution by Mumbai's Muslim-dominated underworld following a series of attacks on the city's Muslim community just months before, which left over 1,000 people dead. Maman is the only one who did not have his death penalty commuted to life in prison. At least 20 people are dead and more than 30 others hurt after a truck plowed into a group of pilgrims in Mexico. Police in Mexico say the truck lost its brakes and slammed into a crowd heading toward a Catholic church service. Around 200 people were reportedly taking part in the pilgrimage to the church as part of a celebration for a patron saint. 26 people are dead and over 40 others missing following landslides in western Nepal. Nepalese authorities say the slides have taken out a number of homes in the area. The area where the slides have hit, a popular destination for tourists, none of the victims as of yet have been identified as foreign nationals. It's been confirmed there are no survivors from a military helicopter crash in Laos earlier this week. Helicopter went down on Monday with 23 people on board, went into the side of a mountain in a remote area of Laos, killing the four crew and 19 other military personnel on board. It's believed the bad weather, which has been hampering efforts to get to the crash site, also contributing factor in the crash itself. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.